Harry and Meghan have quit the firm and unleashed fury in the tabloid press. Last night, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex made a bombshell announcement that they are stepping down as senior royals. Palace sources say that the royal family was blindsided by the move and they are deeply disappointed. The papers, of course, it's all over the news this morning. They're reporting a major rift in the royals, and commentators are talking of betrayal by the couple. Do you think Harry and Meghan are doing the right thing, or could you not care less? 0-30-30-80-55-55. With us, we have commentators Fionnuala Meredith and Amanda Ferguson. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Fionnuala, what do you reckon? Are they doing the right thing? I think they're trying to have a life away from the spotlight to an extent and be, to an extent, self-sufficient.
Well, I can understand wanting to step away from the royal family. I mean, I'm no royalist, but it seems to me that Harry and Meghan want to have their cake and eat it. They want to have it both ways. So as they say, oh, right, we're going to work towards financial independence. Well, the way things are, that, you know, they're certainly not financially independent now. So it seems that they want all the status and all the trappings of wealth and all the privilege that comes with being royal without any of the scrutiny.
Well, what's the alternative for that in their circumstances? Well, I understand Meghan has married into it, but Harry was born into it. So if he wants to step out of that, are you saying that he should walk out with the clothes he has on his back and start from there?
They could renounce their royal status. They could give up all their royal duties. It seems like they're trying to, you know, do some kind of halfway path in the middle. And I just don't think that's going to work. And I think there's been huge criticism of the couple. And there's also been absolutely indefensibly vile racist abuse of Meghan. Yeah. I mean, there's just no justification for that. But I think some of the genuine criticism is legitimate, because I think this will play badly with the public, because I think Harry and Meghan have alienated a lot of people by behaving in a very entitled way. You know, all this stuff about, well, for example, when they went to Africa and they did their tour there, and then they appeared in this documentary whinging about how awful their lives are against the backdrop of extreme poverty. I mean, to a lot of people, that was really distasteful. And then, of course, you had all the stuff like, you know, using private jets. What did they take, like 4 flights in 11 days? Despite lecturing us all about, you know, climate change and how we
should
fight it.
I think one of them was paid for by Elton John or something, and I think he had carbon offset it. I can't remember the details of it. Amanda, what do you reckon? What would this actually mean, what they're trying to do? Part of the year in Canada, but they want to keep their home here, which was paid for and recently refurbished by the taxpayer.
I think that they want to have some sense of normality. You know, I'm not coming at this from being a monarchist or a royalist either, but I'm actually quite pleased and with what they've done, because as soon as it was announced, and the fact that it was announced on Instagram is a very modern way to make an announcement, it's a very sort of celeb way to make an announcement, and that's kind of what they are. It's an extension of celebrity life these days, you know, people following what they're up to and what they're wearing and all that sort of stuff. But I was pleased to see it, because the amount of racist abuse that Meghan has received since she dared to marry the prince, as they would say, has been outrageous. And I think that she's finally hit her limit. And I think that it would be a different set of circumstances if she was maybe a younger woman. You know, it's not like she's Diana. She's 38 years old. She's already had her own career. She knows what way the media works, all of that sort of stuff. And of course, yes, they are a very privileged couple. But I just think they've hit their limit. And I would welcome what they've done, because I think that it will give the racist the horrible sort of elements in British society.
And I understand that. And she's been thrown in at the deep end. I know she was a celeb to an extent to begin with, and now she's in this world where there's so much scrutiny of the royals and what they do. But again, it goes back to what Fionnuala said in terms of that privileged element. So I believe their home is called Frogmore here, which is an unusual name.
Cottage? Frogmore Cottage? Yes. I don't think it's much of a cottage.
You can have a cottage with 10 bedrooms. I have no idea how many bedrooms it has.
Well, when you say cottage, you think like a wee thatch thing down at Donegal.
But it was recently refurbed at a cost of $2.4 million to the taxpayer. So that, again, Amanda, as Fionnuala was hinting, is why some people will find this difficult. They want to keep that. So they want to come home, like a holiday home, and spend some of the year in Frogmore. So where is the independence there? Are they going to buy it? And are they going to pay for the upkeep?
I think that'll unfold, but I think this is all part of a process. You know, I don't think that Harry particularly thinks that he can just sort of throw the keys in through the door and just dander away, and that people aren't going to be interested in what he's doing for the rest of his life, because of course they are. But this is the institution that royal supporters buy into. This is the trappings that they buy into. And, you know, if they've taken the position that they want a better quality of life, a better amount of privacy for them, for themselves and their young family, I say fair play. And I think that as soon as I saw this was being announced, I said, you know, racist elements and the right-wing press are going to have an absolute fit whenever they find out what's happening, because what this is an attempt at is what a lot of people of Britain have been trying to do with the last few years with Brexit, is to take back control. For me, it's just them taking back an element of control and trying
and yes, pay for it.
To a certain extent.
We're going to still pay for it.
Yeah, well, I don't like paying for it in the first place. If it was up to me, I would scrap that.
Yeah,
but that's the position that we find ourselves in, and the majority of the people within Britain are supportive of the monarchy, as far as I can tell.
But I wonder, because I've heard the argument being made, Fionnuala, that the royals are, they're relevant while they're popular, and Harry would have been seen quite popular recently when Charles takes over as king. He would maybe have been relying on that popularity, but are things starting to sour more towards Harry and Meghan?
Well, it seemed that the royals were all very happy to have Meghan to sort of refresh the monarchy and make it look much more relevant and maybe even progressive for a new century. And obviously that's all gone somewhat belly up with this new move. But, you know, I just don't see how it's going to work. And I just don't see how, you know, people like Amanda or others can justify saying, oh, isn't this great for them that they can have some privacy and two fingers up to the right-wing media and so on. Well, actually, hang on a minute. We're paying for these very privileged people to continue to have a very privileged and entitled lifestyle.
This is day one. This is day one. Now, well, if you're working to be financially independent, it's not going to happen overnight.
I know, but I guess people will counter that, Amanda, and say if it was the rest of us, you might have to just lump it and start from scratch. The former BBC royal correspondent Jenny Bond is with us as well. Good morning to you, Jenny.
Good morning.
One thing that strikes me, they're going to live between Canada and the UK. They're massive climate change campaigners. They've been criticised for their use of flights in the past. You know, surely they're going to be on flights even more now.
Yes, probably, but this is a couple who seem to get criticised whatever they do. They're damned if they do, damned if they don't. They're trying to be financially independent. They don't particularly need to state that. They're both millionaires. Harry, a multi-millionaire. I'm sure they will try to limit their carbon footprint. But yes, undeniably, if you live on two continents, you are going to be flying more. Can't get away from it.
What's your reaction to this announcement, Jenny?
Well, I was shocked. Although I did say last week on air that I wondered if they'll be able to take the press scrutiny rather more than the public scrutiny if they resumed their royal roles. I didn't expect it to come to a head as quickly as it has. I think possibly prompted by the fact that it seems that the Sun newspaper got hold of this and rumours were rife that this was going to happen. But I think it's a very sad day. I think this is a family that's hurting badly now. I feel for the Queen. She is hurt. She's disappointed. But this is her grandson, and she has watched him suffer, as we all have, actually, last year. We've watched him on television saying, I will not be bullied into playing a game that killed my mother. We've watched his wife saying, there must be more to life than just surviving. You have to thrive. Surely you've got to be happy. This is a young couple who have found the destiny which they didn't ask for, particularly Harry, who didn't ask to be born into this, and they found this destiny almost impossible to live with. At the root of it is the bitter relationship between Harry and now Meghan and the British tabloids, the British press, and that is at the root of all of this.
One other question and I know it's day one, so as time passes, this will maybe become more clear, but regarding the security that surrounds the couple, with your insight, Jenny, as to how this works around royals, if they decide to move into the other side of the world, will we then be paying for them to have security there as well?
Do they need that much security? That's what I'm really asking myself. A measure of security, I suppose. But Diana dispensed with her security officers. She got in a lot of trouble for doing so. But she thought it was quite amusing. I was with her at the palace one day, and she discarded her personal security. And she said, it's so funny, I went down and got in my car, and there was no petrol. I'd completely forgotten that you had to have petrol. You know, she was so used to people doing things for her. But do they need that much
and
security?
How does it work with the likes of Harry and Meghan, that kind of level of royals? What kind of security would they usually have? Do they always have a driver? You know, how does it work?
Yes, they do. And backup cars and 24-hour security. Whether they feel they need that, if they're going to be more private, I don't know. It doesn't have to be thrust upon them. You know, other lesser royals, you know, like Zara Tyndall or various others of the Queen's grandchildren have a much lower level of security. So I don't completely buy into the argument that just because he is the second son, that he must have this this extreme level of security. He may see it differently. He's seeing a lot of things differently. This is a new working model of being in the royal family, but doing it their way. They want control of their finances. They want control of their lives. They want control particularly of their media coverage. And you know what? I think they might be able to do that in this day and age because they don't need the press as much as we've always said. We in the press said, oh, the royal family need the press as much as we need them. Well, actually, you know, they don't. They've got 10 million followers on Instagram. They can do their own press relations.
Stay there if you can for a minute or two, Jenny. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to another Jenny in Belfast. Good morning to you.
Oh, hi, Vinny. I think they've done the right thing because they've actually realised they can't have the cake and eat it. I do feel really sorry for our Queen. She's been the Queen for 48 years and she loves her family and she puts her personal life in the background and she works so hard. I don't really think everybody realises how hard the royal family work.
Do they all work really hard? Like, you know, some will have an issue, Jenny, if you compare going to an event. I'm not doubting it's tiresome, say flying to some exotic country and chairing an event or going to something, showing your face, showing your support, and maybe spending 12, 14 hours a day on an open building site in the rain.
Yeah, that's tough. Of course it is. But it's a different kind of tough being a royal. Yes, they have a privileged life and everything's done for them and, you know, their toothbrushes are taken around for them, etc. They don't have to pack their own cases. That's all well and dandy. But, you know, if you've ever had to work a room on whatever level, on a tiny, tiny level, you know, I sometimes go around the room shaking hands, making conversation. You do that thousands and thousands of times a year and that's your life. It's quite exhausting. But it's obviously other people work
every
harder.
Every job, there is no idea of a perfect job. Even what might be perceived as a perfect job is going to have tiresome, difficult days. Every job is, but you have to do it to earn a living. Jenny, just before you go, can I ask you just very briefly, they're talking about being self-sufficient. How? You know, what's Harry going to start doing? Is Meghan going to start acting again?
Well, I do find it very interesting that they say that this present structure does not allow for professional income for them. They want the ability, they say they value the ability to earn a professional income. So perhaps she might do that, or they will much more likely use their brand to pull in funds. They don't need funds to live on. I mean, they're multimillionaires. They do probably want to use their brand, their profile, to bring in money for their good causes. They're going to launch a new charitable endeavour, they say. And I think that's what they'll use any money for.
OK, Jenny Bond, thank you very much. John in Belfast. Good morning, John.
Good
morning. How are you, John?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Just listened to the programme there. Prince Harry and the two brothers, they used to be getting praised all the time because they were so down to earth and so friendly with the people. Now we've got one who wants to be more down to earth and now he's getting criticised because of it. So, you know, Meghan is a wealthy woman in her own right.
And so is Harry.
And Harry, you know, when they're born, they get led, they get millions of pounds put into a trust fund for them. So they're not going to go skint. Like, you know, I think they're still going to have a very
But they're going to have one foot in both camps. They're going to still have, what's that called, Frogmore Cottage.
Yeah,
you know, well, and there's still questions around other things that royals have, like the likes of security, etc.
Well, he's going to have, I'm not too sure about the security benefit. If he's going to go private, he probably not need a security. But I'm sure he'd pay rent for Frogmore anyway, you know, because that's all part of the Queen's estate. He'd do the same thing as Edward does. He'll have,
he'd have
to pay for his thing.
Than Prince Andrew does. And I just don't think that you can complain about, if you think that the royal family needs reformed, which it does, whenever someone attempts to do that, then, you know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And I think fair play to them.
Well, I just hope that more royals follow suit and do the same thing.
Okay, Norman.
Not a friend of royalty.
Norman, John, thank you. Norman, next. Good morning, Norman.
Good morning, Fanny.
I thought we'd banned you, but apparently not.
No, Fanny, the say history repeats itself.
Yes.
This reminds me of Edward and Wallace Simpson. Wallace Simpson pulled Edward's strings, and Meghan's now pulling Harry's strings. She wants away from all royalty altogether.
Did she tell you that?
I am telling you, Vinish, the girl wants a life and Harry wants a life away from all the media and all the security around them. And that's why they're going to Canada.
Okay, that's our royal correspondent, Norman from Bangor there. Fionnuala, last word on this to you.
I just think, how's this going to play out? You know, they're inevitably, if they want this so-called financial independence, then you're going to see them trading on their royal titles, which doesn't sit well with a lot of people. If they were just, you know what I think would be the honourable thing, to use the Prince Andrew word, the honourable thing would be to renounce their royal status. If they just said, you know what, no, we're done with this, we are walking away, then I would applaud them. But the fact they want it both ways is where I have a big problem.
Amanda?
Yeah, as I said, they face more scrutiny than Prince Andrew or even Prince Philip in recent times. And I think that if you want the royal family reformed, this is a step towards that and it's to be welcomed. And I think it's two fingers up at the right-wing media and the racists in Britain. And you only have to look online to see some of the reaction to this already to say that they've made the right choice.
Amanda Ferguson, Fionnuala Meredith and Jenny Bond, thank you all very much.